Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
A big shout out to our over 2 million Mouthing Off Nation listeners. I am the continental lover at Fast Eddie Mansfield, and I would love to introduce my co-host, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl. How are you, Patricia?
I'm doing great, Eddie. How are you?
Man, I couldn't be better. Let me tell you something, Patricia. I worked harder today than an ugly stripper. And you know something? An ugly stripper is a double bagger. One over your head and one over her head. That's one of those days I kind of had.
Oh,
and
no.
Let me tell you where we're going to go. Patricia, it was one of those rough days in production. But you know something? We're going to talk a little NASCAR today. Last race of the season. Coke Zero 400 at Daytona.
That sounds pretty awesome, Eddie. I got to love that joke, huh? Thank God those Daytona drivers don't put bags over their head. We'd all be messed up. But, you know, hey, Poe, the Baltimore Ravens mascot, was carried off.
Poe,
off the field during a halftime mascot game. What's up with that? Whoa.
Oh, my God. From the from a monkey, bro, versus the monkey, now bird. Where the hell is sports going? I mean, come on, Patricia. A monkey, bro, first. And now Pope.
Oh,
good gracious alive.
Well, I guess the bird landed on the monkey's butt. And there you go.
Patricia, the monkey clipped him. I guarantee you. He clipped him, you know.
You know, Larry Bird would be proud. You know, we used to have a lot of Larry Bird jokes. Remember Larry Bird? My gosh, he was my hero back in the day. But yeah, you know, now we've got college football fans. Boo. Okay, fine. Whatever. Vote competition. So what is this for, college football? Oh, boy. Huh. Tell me, Eddie.
And we got, Patricia, we got the NFL, Major League Baseball, and much more. And you know something? Not only are we going to deal with the monkey, bro, we're going to deal with Pooh. And so, strap yourself in, Mouthing Off. We'll return right after this.
Hey, jabronis, Mouthing Off will return.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer Wet Jet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Ah, right.
Right now, Staples comp books and number 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Plus, 2 pocket paper folders are only 25 cents each. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 9/3. In-store only. Limit 30.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Hey, welcome back to Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my partner, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl. We're firing up the engines with the last race of the season. Coke Zero 400 from Daytona, with Austin Dillon earning a clutch victory to qualify for the Cup Series playoffs.
Ooh, that sounds so exciting, Eddie. You know how I love the Fast and Furious.
And absolutely.
You know what?
Just
you know
like
what
you.
I said? Right. Thank you. Ooh, I do put that gas down. Well, it sucks it up here in California, so we got to save it a little bit. But you know what? I say no win, no playoffs for Austin Dillon. He drives that famous number 3, you know. Been really bad.
It
would be really bad if he didn't pull out a victory, though.
Oh, absolutely, because he drives that Earnhardt number 3. And I want to tell you about this. Defending Cup champion Kyle Lawson had tire trouble. They Kyle. He was finished before stage 1 came to a close. Can you imagine that? He didn't even make it through stage 1, the defending champion.
Right? Didn't he have some luck like that in the last race? Kyle Lawson was really, didn't he have some issue with the tires and something burning in the last one last time we covered? I was like, wow, this
poor
guy.
Yeah, he needs to go to the Mojo Man and get him a little dust sprayed over his head a little bit, you know? Because what he's doing is not really cool. You know,
he's out by
stage 1. That sucks.
Yeah, that really does. It sounds like that tire trouble made it a quick day for the defending champion.
Yeah, but that was a great day for Austin Dillon. He grabbed that checker flag like he grabbed some beautiful girl out of a whorehouse. And so, but one thing about that checker flag, hey, it got him into the playoffs. And the big thing about that, Patricia, at playoffs means big money. He could win the big pot. And you know, Austin Dillon is really a good a driver. So
right.
You never know what might happen.
That's what I say. And good for Austin Dillon, you know. And I love those checkered flag jackets. I really want one. Those little leather, you know, the half. Oh, they're hot.
Yeah, I'll get you one.
Would you give me one? I think that.
Yeah,
be
absolutely.
Great.
That's a done deal.
Yeah, you know. And you know what else I say? The most important win that got him the playoff berth. So, you know, let's root him on, you know. Come on,
absolutely.
Fast and Furious guys. We love you. And the Earnhardt car.
Bring it in, baby. And
right?
Talking about turning, I'm going to turn to the NFL. Ravens mascot was injured in a halftime game with other mascots.
Oh, boy. They're not off to a good start. The poor Ravens, those birds we were just talking about, huh? Well, the Ravens bird mascot was carted off the field during halftime. So, you know, boy, where's their luck? Bird, got to fly away, I guess. Or bird's a turd or bird's a word. I don't know. If you're sitting out there watching this game,
Patricia, I guarantee you, the monkey bro got him. I think that monkey bro hit him low, took him out, and, you know, Poe went down like a bad habit, you know?
Well, it says Poe remained on the field for 5 minutes before being carted off with a torn ACL. Boy, those hurt. I know from wrestling how those hurt. Oh, my gosh. I had also a rotator cuff. You ever get those, Eddie, in wrestling? Gosh,
well, that's what cost me my professional baseball career is a rotator cuff. But let's talk about this. You know, Poe remained on the field, so he's out all year now with an ACL. So who are they going to bring in? Poho? Replace Poe? They're going to call him Poho.
Or it could be a monkey bird.
Oh, no. It's either Poho or Ho-Po. They're going to bring him in. He's going to be the new bird. He's going to be the Poho bird for the Baltimore Ravens.
The bird's a word.
And can you imagine that?
Right? The bird's a word, Eddie.
Yeah.
You know?
And Monkey Bro took him out. Monkey Bro hit him low. Tore that ACL out. I'm telling you. Took him out like a big dog. And so there's one thing about it.
Poor Poe.
Those mascots ought to stick to being a cheerleader on the sidelines and stay off the football field because they can't seem to play. And, you know, old Monkey Bro took out Poho, and so Poho is in trouble because he's out for the year. He's not going to get that $25 a game.
The Ravens need help anyway, Eddie. They need a lot of help. They're not my favorite team. No.
Well, no. And you know, they're always talking about, you know, this and that and Baltimore. And Baltimore is really, you know, for all our fans that live in Baltimore, you know how bad it is. The only thing you got down there is the Inner Harbor. And the rest of it is crime-ridden and it's dangerous. But, you know.
They've got good
the
team,
Ravens,
though.
Hey, right? They got good crabs. And the crab, those blue crabs out of the Inner Harbor are unbelievable. And so when I used to do Baltimore Oral baseball, and I would go down to the Inner Harbor and eat crab, Patricia. Oh, my God. It brings tear to a glass eye. You know that?
Ooh,
it was so good.
I bet. Those are big crab legs over there, too. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we'll fly up there to Maryland one day and eat some real good crab and you know, probably do a show from up there and just hang out and have a good time. And, you know, that's what life's about, is living life like you love it because you're never guaranteed tomorrow. And so what we do here at Mouthing Off, not only do we crank it up a notch, two or three or four, but we have a good time in life and we love sports. And we love our fans. And I want to thank you while we have time to do it, is all you millions of fans that listen to us each and every week, you know, having a ball up here. Patricia and myself really want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
And if you do own a little monkey, pat him on the head for us, would you please? Yeah, I happen
just
to like
doing
spider,
the ass for me.
Spider monkeys. They're the cutest. Yeah. They really are. I love those little things.
Well, that's a rally monkey from the Angels, you know, the little spider monkey.
Right? Remember the little guy with the tambourine and you wind it up and it plays?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, I loved it. Loved it.
But you know, the Angels suck so bad that he hadn't played that tambourine so long. I think he's got, you know, cobwebs on that tambourine.
Right. So, I know. Poor Angels. Yeah, but you know what? There's going to be a new takeover on this horizon. And I'm looking forward to it. I know the Angels are going to come back.
Owner.
They're going to come back strong. After all, they are the Halos. They've got that angel presence, you know. Go Anaheim. Go Angels for all you Angel fans out there.
Well, they've been playing like a bunch of devils for the last 12 years, and so, it, you know, when you look at new ownerships where in any sport, it always changes the game for the team, because they're bringing more love into the locker rooms and more love into the stadium for the fans, and when you look around, Patricia, the Angels have some of the greatest fans they are in Major League Baseball or anywhere. And they've been dedicated to a team that hasn't really shown up for them right. for so many years.
Yeah.
And so when you look around and say, wow, now we have a chance to build like it used to be. Let's go build us a team and bring in some stars and bring in some players that all the season holders, ticket holders and the fans that come in the bleachers can cheer for and love and be passionate about. And that's what sports is about, being passionate.
That's
and
right.
It's become a game of sticking your hands out and see how many Benjamins I'm going to get. And then I'm going to get my money and then I'm going to sit on my ass and not do anything. I'm not going to play for my fans, or I'm not going to play for the game that I love that made me some money. They're just going to just take their money and go home. And I hate that, Patricia. I hate that worse than anything, being an ex-athlete.
Right.
And I know you do, too.
Absolutely. Well, they're sitting in the dugout chewing that bubble gum, you know, and spitting out that gum everywhere, too, that I happened to step on when I sang the national anthem one year for the AAA team, San Diego Padres. I was blessed to do that, yes.
Right.
And when I walked through there, I was like, oh, my God, what is this all over the ground? Is this what you guys do? Jeez. Yeah,
that's what they do. It's a pigsty.
And
locker, hey, that dugout's a pigsty. You know, you know, that's how come we wear cleats because that stuff, you know,
oh, yeah.
gets everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's really a lot of fun though. You know, I miss baseball so much. Baseball was my first love, and it still is. And I love to produce baseball, and I used to play a lot of it, and I don't anymore. And you miss it. And all the fans, you know, Patricia, that are ex-athletes and used to play, they're looking at each other saying, you know, I miss those days, you know, when I could go out and play and be myself and enjoy myself is the main thing.
Right. That's the most important. But you know what? It's never too late, Eddie. You can go out to a park right now and go pitch that hard ball, fastball, whatever you do,
oh, yeah.
whatever your thing was, or pick up a bat and go swing. You know, that's what I say. Unlike wrestling,
you know,
I'm not
getting
back in the ring and doing flips anymore or body splashes or
no.
anything. I've taken a beating. Yeah, can't do it.
But you know what I do? I won $100 off a guy. He says, let's go to this batting cage over here. This is down in Orlando, Florida. And so he said, you can't hit 100-mile-an-hour baseball. I said, okay, let's put a Benjamin on that. And so I went in the batting cage, and I hadn't been in the batting cage a few years. And so when I get in that batting cage, you know, I started just hitting a few, and then all of a sudden, boy, they cranked that thing up, and the 100-mile-an-hour fastball came to me, and I jacked it. I jacked four or five of them right in a row. Boom, 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 boom. And I turned around and said, hey, you want to give me some money now?
Nice, Eddie.
And
nice.
You know, it's a hand-eye coordination. You gotta move it, and you got to move it quick. And so, you know something, Patricia?
Yes, I do.
What we're going to do?
Oh, we are coming back right after this commercial break.
You're absolutely right. Mouthing off. We'll return right after this.
Mouthing off all around the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Mouthing all over the world.
Yeah, you're listening to Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie, along with Patricia Sumlin, Sonny the California Girl. Bucks' college football vote competition. What do you think, Patricia?
I think that sounds really cool. Can you believe Texas Tech and Oklahoma are the last two teams remaining in the social media challenge? What's up with that?
Yeah, no way. It's like, you know, what are the fans doing? They sleeping at the wheel or what? You know, It's aimed to find the best fan base in college football. But you're telling me Texas Tech and Oklahoma have the best fan base in college football? I doubt that for a fact. Believe me.
Well, you know what, Eddie? Texas Tech and Oklahoma, they're the last two standing. So I guess so. You know, what are the other big time colleges? Like my colleges out here, USC and UCLA, those are the best. But they're not even in it. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, hey, what about the two winningest teams in the last few years, the University of Georgia Bulldogs and Alabama Crimson Tide? Where are all your fans? I mean, there's no excuse for letting Texas Tech and Oklahoma do anything but get out the hell out of the way. I mean, you know, where's your team spirit? You know,
Where is it? Right. Yep. They're letting the teams down. There is no team spirit. The fans got to be there. But Alabama Slam, I remember they were really good cooking last time we covered Georgia as well. Huh?
Yeah. They won national championship. And where's your fans? I mean, where's your spirit? Is it in the graveyard down the street or where? I mean, what is it?
That's a good analogy. You know, I say, right. The voting is dead, dead, dead.
Yes, like Beetlejuice, juice, 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 juice. And one thing about it, when you look at all these college teams, you look at Georgia, Alabama, how about Auburn? How about all these SEC teams that have, you know, hundreds and millions of fans all across the country? And when you brought up UCLA and UCLA, they have millions of alumni. Where are these guys? Everybody this day and time has a computer,
right,
or a cell phone that they could vote for their team, and they're supposed to be alumni and graduated from a team. So what? I don't care if it is a social media, you know, extravaganza, as they say. Bottom line is, support your team. You support them during the season. Support them now. Be the best team in this competition and show that you're a loyal fan. You know, that's what I love about, you know, the Mouthing Off Nation. Patricia, they're loyal to us. You know, they're kind of like the Raider Nation. They're loyal. And that's I don't understand when you look around and say, where in the world you allow Texas Tech out of Lubbock, Texas, of all, the only people they know out of Lubbock, Texas was Buddy Holly.
Is cows. Those darn cows.
And cows. Yeah. Well, Terry Funk and Dory Funk. So you're talking about the Funk boys. They're known for cows. So it's like, you know.
And, tipping. Cow tipping. Boy.
Cow tipping.
Cow tipping stories there, you know. But you know what I think, Eddie, with USC and UCLA, I have to say it's
what?
A little bit of COVID, because now here in California, everyone is out. They're living it. They're not even behind their computers anymore because it's been lifted and they're trying to get out there before it comes back because they have this fear that California is going to be all masked up again. Believe it or not, because you know California, they just believe everything.
Absolutely.
Unlike us up here on this mountain, because we're, you know, we're all about the real stuff and the real beliefs. But hey, you know. That could be. Maybe the sports fans that were out there last year, because COVID was still there, everyone was shut in and they were on their computers doing their votes. I don't know.
Well,
you got to support your teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can be inside punching them keys, because Patricia and myself have talked about punching keys many, many times on this show. And you need to sit at home instead of looking up certain things on your computer. You need to punch the votes and vote for your team. The best team and the best fans will win. And when I look at things, it's amazing that not only I love this because it's social media. Everything is social media. Okay, well, put the fans that play behind these keys behind their computer and vote for their favorite team. And so that's what they've been doing. But what is a shocker is, like you, Patricia, saying USC and UCLA and like Georgia and Alabama, they got huge a fan base. You know what I mean? And they're usually loyal.
Right. Yes, this is true. In Arizona, all these state colleges, come on. Yep. You know, I had to say that because my grandson's in Tucson. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see if he shifts, because he was a staunch Californian.
And I'll be in Tucson real soon. You remember the old Barbara Mandrell song, I'm Country, when country wasn't cool?
That's right.
And so Ted Turner had this billboards with his picture and this guitar going up and down, right, on the billboards throughout Atlanta. I'll never forget this. And it said, I'm country. He says, I'm cable when cable ain't cool.
That's good. Yep. I remember that.
I mean, it was really great. Yeah. And you know, when he was a trendsetter. I mean, he went in and bought, you know, eight satellite stations that he still owns to this day. Well, he sold them. But that's how come he has so many networks. He bought them when they were like $100,000 a satellite station.
Yeah.
And he owns all those eight. He did. Whoever owns them now, that's probably AT&T and some other people. But it really doesn't matter. He was a trendsetter.
Absolutely.
And when you talk about trendsetting, Wahoo McDaniel and myself were the first two professional wrestlers ever on TBS at 6:05. And USA Network the following Sunday morning at 10:30, that went nationwide. And that's one thing I'm very proud of as a former professional wrestler, that I went nationwide twice. You know, I went on there more than that, but we were the first two to ever do that, Patricia. And that means something back then, and now it means a lot, because you know they can't do what they used to do. And as you see wrestling today.
Tell me about it with us girls, same way. Are you kidding? We paved the way for women out there. We set the bar already. So we've been there, done that. And it'll never be. And that's why we're famous to this day, 37 years later. That's from the first season, guys. I'm from the third and fourth season. So that would be 35 years later. And we're thankful for that. You know, it'll never be old school. Again, they try as much as they want
right
to.
It's not old school, Patricia. It's the right school.
Well, it's both.
It's old school and the right school.
But
what we did and what we accomplished will never be done again.
No.
And it can't be. It'll never be done because we were trendsetters.
That's right.
We weren't followers. We were leaders.
That's it.
And there's a difference. And you know what I live by? My rules are follow.
Right.
Never follow.
Never follow.
Lead, follow, or leave. That's what I believe in.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm a leader. And I was trained to be a leader. And I'll always be a leader. And what we accomplished during our day as athletes will never be accomplished again in our sport. I can guarantee you.
No.
Our sport's going down the tubes quick.
Oh, it is. The realness of it, you know, the gag. Yeah. You know, the cutting, the, you know. I mean, of course, we had the bullets, you know, with the blood. All that's
right.
Gone. I mean, they've tried to pull that off in some of these indie matches, and it doesn't. It just doesn't work. I have to laugh. And I go to WOW. WOW is similar to GLOW. And David McLean was the creator of GLOW originally, and he has WOW now, which those girls are great, by the way. They're really good. I have to, you know, listen, Blanchard, what's her name? Tessa Blanchard's in it, and a few other good wrestlers, you know. Their fathers were great, and they're in it, but the rest of them, you're like, what the heck? It's already copying. They're trying so hard to copy us, and it's just, it's not happening.
Yeah, because you can't do that.
We had,
you know, when you talk about,
you can't do that. You know, none of
these.
Yeah,
when you talk about Tully, Blanchard, he's a joke. Tully Blanchard, you know, when Scott Casey and myself and Wahoo McDaniel were drawing all that big money out in Southwest Championship Wrestling, Tully Blanchard killed the territory. And I never have respect for him ever. Right. I don't care what he did. He's got chapstick, and he just kissed everybody's hiney, and his daddy got him in. And that's the difference. You know, I got in on my talent.
Right.
And you got in on your talent.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we did.
That's it.
And so, you know what we're going to do, Patricia? We're going to take a break, a pause for the cause, mouthing off. We'll return right after this.
All over the world.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Right.
Right now, Staples one subject notebooks are just 35 cents each. Plus, during the backpack clearance event, you'll save up to 50% on select backpacks, lunch bags, and water bottles. Staples, this year we're not going back. We're going forward to school. In-store only, ends 9-3, limit 30 on notebooks.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. School is almost in session, and Amazon is making it easy to check off the final items on back-to-school shopping lists. From essentials like pencils, folders, and lunchboxes, to electronics like laptops and headphones, to room decor and picture day-ready attire, Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college shopping guides are a one-stop destination for all last-minute needs. Amazon offers parents, students, and teachers vast selection, low prices, and fast, free delivery on eligible items for Prime members. Additionally, through Amazon's Your Supply List, parents can conveniently find and seamlessly shop for their child's classroom-specific lists, as requested by their teacher. College students can also sign up for Prime Student to enjoy the same shopping, savings, and entertainment benefits of Prime for only $7.49, along with access to exclusive perks for college life, including 24/7 tutoring with Course Hero. Visit Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college now to finish checking off your school shopping list.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool. Stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
We're back with Mouthing Off with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin. The Dodgers will be without one of their top pitchers down the stretch for at least 2 weeks.
Wow, that's a stretch. Well, I say Tony Gosselin was placed on a 15-day injured list due to a right forearm strain.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. That's bad. That's not really good, Patricia, because it could be more than 15 days. And you know what's really cool about this dude? He was 16-1, which is unbelievable. He was the best right-hander in the National League. He really was. At 16-1, you know, this almost going into the playoffs, look at him. He's only been beaten once, and he's got the best ERA. He's got the best this, and he's got the best that. And now down the stretch they come. Now he's hurt.
Yeah.
And you have to start wondering about your LA Dodgers, that if their star guy who's 16-1, can you imagine? He hasn't been beat but once all year long, pretty much.
Well, he's overworked.
And now because you're going into the playoffs, you know, Patricia, and you're going to really need this guy. You know, just hope and pray that he can come off after the 15-day disabled list,
right,
and that he'll be fine, because a strain where he has in the forearm, that's where, for all you people listening around the world,
well, that's where your strength is when you pitch. You know, that's a
absolutely
big,
not only that. That's where a lot of Tommy John surgeries happen.
Right.
And yeah, I know you've heard of it. That it's a famous surgery that pitchers have, that you take a ligament from your left arm or your right arm, whichever you are, lefty or righty, and you move it from one arm to the other arm and put it together and make it strong. And let's hope and pray that Gosselin doesn't have to have that, because he's such a great pitcher. And he's just really on, and I'm just so proud of the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's a big loss, right now. You know, because he is the best,
the
best pitcher in the National League, and you know, they've overworked him, and let's hope it's not, like, you know, as we know, strains and sprains, it could be much worse than a break, so they can last longer. They're more painful. I wish him well, and I'm
no, people don't understand, Patricia, that a sprain is really worse than a break.
Oh, it
because
is.
Because it's just so painful. And it a break, you know what you got, and you can fix it. And thank God I never had many broken bones at all. The only thing I've broken in my nose a couple of times. But it's like that really hurts.
Right.
I mean, when you have a sprain, and I've sprained myself. I jumped off the top rope to the concrete floor in the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, tell you what. And some
Jabroni?
I can't say what I want to say, but yeah, I'll say Jabroni. It'd be better for me. Yeah, some Jabroni had thrown, you know, Coke down on the floor, and when I hit, I slid. And I turned my ankle and my boot. And so I had to wrestle like 5-6 more minutes, you know, with a sprained ankle. I couldn't even hardly walk. And my damn ankle, and Red Shoes Dugan was a referee. You remember Red Shoes?
Wow.
And so for all you people who don't know Red Shoes Dugan was the referee in Rocky III, was Stallone and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And so anyway,
one of the best. Yeah.
One of the best, and one of the best guys in the whole wide world. I love Red Shoes, and so his real name, and I'm going to interrupt this story to tell you this real quick. Red Shoes Dugan told me, he says, Eddie, you're going to always remember me. When I left L.A., he said, I said, why? He said, every time you're in a hotel room, always remember when you open that drawer and you see that Bible, it was put in by the Gideons. He said, my name is Ray Gideon. And every time I was in a hotel room and I'd open that drawer and I'd see that Bible,
and there it
I
is.
Think about Red Shoes. Yeah. Absolutely. Right? Yeah. I said, there's old Red Shoes looking over my shoulder, you know, no matter what.
Wow.
But when you talk about turning your ankle and a sprain, how bad it was, my ankle swelled up so bad they had to cut my boot off. And, you know, I had expensive boots, and Patricia knows how expensive custom-made boots are.
Yeah.
And so I had to cut them off to get my boot off. And I'll never forget. That's when I learned about DMSO. DMSO is used for racehorses. And I put it on my ankle, and I swear to God, the guy says to me, he says, hey, Fast Eddie. I go, yeah. He said, you put this DMSO on you and you'll be able to walk tomorrow morning. And I said, yeah. All of a sudden, Moses is coming to me and see me. And I said, he goes, no. He says, I promise. He said, this is what I do for racehorses. And so I put DMSO on, and it was pretty strong stuff. I could taste it. It tastes like onions. And so I put that on, and I swear to God, the next morning, I could walk. It was like all the swelling was gone. Everything was gone. Wow. Except my $1,000 where he cut my boots. I never got that back. But anyway, I could walk. And you know, when you look at athletes, Patricia, there's a lot of athletes that have got big egos. You know what I mean?
Oh, tell me about it. I deal with them every day up until now. Yeah. Not mentioning names.
And so...
But boy, some of the glow wrestlers can be pretty.
Oh, I can imagine. I can tell you about some glow girls. But bottom line is, you talk about egos. Aaron Rodgers is stirring the pot in Green Bay. I mean, it's 2022. The Packers. If the Packers was a movie, the power brokers would be putting up their cash. They would be decidedly happy. They would be very happy. In other words, they put up the money, they would be happy with what's going on. Because, you know, when you look at Aaron Rodgers, Patricia, I think he's stirring the pot. I really do.
Well, I like that he does. He was the stirring the pot last year with the COVID. You know, I'm not getting vaccinated. I loved his attitude because I stand with him, you know, and more power to Aaron.
I don't worry about that. We're talking about what's going to happen with the Packers. Is the Packers going to, you know.
What are they going to do?
He's stirring the pot.
Yeah.
You know?
He's tiptoeing. I mean, he's like, am I going here? Am I staying here? What am I doing? What is he doing anyway? Does he really know?
Well, he's signed with the Packers. He's
signed, but, you know, hey,
he can't stop talking. He's having more interviews than ever before, reflecting on his inner thoughts. And he reminds us that celebrities have different lives than everybody else. Well, you don't have to tell me or you that we have different lives than everybody else. Well, why, hell yeah, you do, you dummy. And, you know, I mean, so what are you trying to get to? I mean, what are you saying? All of a sudden, you're supposed to be special?
He's Aaron
Rodgers.
You know,
only special kids I know was Jerry Lewis's kids, you know?
Oh, my goodness,
so,
I know. Hey, we know that line.
Is he one of those kids?
You know, did Tom Brady do that? I think Tom had his shining.
No,
you know,
he didn't do that.
He had his shining interviews. Yes, he did. Yeah, and you know, there's others. There's other star players that are acting like Aaron. But, yeah, you know, hopefully this will pass. Mr. Rodgers.
Yeah, hey, but you know what? Mr. Rodgers. You know, Mr. Rodgers needs to focus on one thing. The goal for the Packers this season, after winning 13 games in each of the past three seasons, is one thing, Patricia.
Right.
Is the Super Bowl.
This is true. Yep. He needs to do that. Yep. Green Bay, I'd like to see Green Bay win because it's my daughter's team. But for me, you know, mine is Rams, Raiders, New England Patriots or Pats, however you want to say it. Go, New England. They got to come back. And then Miami Dolphins, which I don't see Miami ever coming back. When I represented them, which was in the late 80s. But Rodgers is putting himself out there as a sign of confidence, or Rodgers needs attention. Either way, he may need both, Eddie. We don't know. You know?
Well, I just think he needs attention. And you know, as a former heel, if you want to change something and you want to draw money and you want to get focus on a team that really doesn't have but one star, and that's Aaron Rodgers, here's how you do it. You put yourself out there, you make a lot of noise, you rattle the cage, and that's what Aaron Rodgers is doing. And you know, I think, you know, and I say getting attention for one reason, because I know what he's doing, because I've done it myself.
Right.
And being a bad boy, you have to rattle that cage and get attention to the Green Bay Packers, because he lost his best wide receiver because he didn't support him. He's lost a lot of people because it's an Aaron Rodgers show.
Right.
But let me tell you something. When it comes down to it, it takes 22 guys to win a football game.
Absolutely.
It's just not one.
It's a team effort, Eddie. And
absolutely it is. Where in the wrestling business, you know, it's a one-on-one, you know, or you got to tag, you know, it's like me and Leroy Brown when we won all those titles. It's or David Schultz. It's like, you know, it's a tag. That's two. Mm. But it's not 22.
No.
You know, it's different, Patricia, and you know that.
Oh,
and
I know.
And so when he's rattling the cage, you know, as a quarterback, you're the leader of that team. And so I look at it this way. Aaron Rodgers, he's got an ego. He may be an a-hole, but the bottom line is he's an a-hole for a reason. And he's drawing people to the Green Bay Packers that are running.
That's right.
And I think that it's reverse psychology what he's using on the fans, that they're pointing the finger at him. He don't care. He wants the finger pointed at him because he can handle it. He's got a big ego. That's fine.
Yes.
Stand in line. They all got big egos.
And a lot of them don't deserve it. But they do.
No. Most of them are jabronis.
That's because their pocketbook is bigger than most. And that's what it's about. They may not be the best player, but boy, their pocketbook is bigger. So, you know, hey. But you know what?
Yeah, but their pocketbooks don't last. Hey, their pocketbooks don't last long, Patricia. So if you got a boyfriend that's all you girls out there, if you got a boyfriend that is a football player and he's got a lot of money, you better spend it now because he won't have it long.
Yeah.
Because the majority of them wind up broke. B-R-O-K-E.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Broke-ass donkey. And that's just the way it is. And that's athletes. And I've been so fortunate. And when I made the tradition, when I made the change from going from pro wrestling into television, that was the greatest thing I ever did. Because I make real money. And professional wrestlers make so money.
Right.
Because I've been there. I made big money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the transition worked
for you. I made
you.
Some big money.
But there is some I said the transition worked for you, but there is some guys out there that would disagree, like Dwayne Johnson. You know, even...
Well, he made a transition.
He made a transition
from wrestling.
But he's still going back and forth. But the wrestling is what got him there, at least, right? Just like you. You have to always...
Yeah, well, the wrestling got me where I needed to go.
Right.
But I was smart enough to stay the hell out of it.
Exactly.
And so...
Exactly, yeah. And then, you know, Hulk, well, God, Terry, I don't know what he's doing, but he's just loving the bar life the way I see it.
Sorry. Neither does he.
Sorry, Terry. So, that's right, Eddie. That's right.
Hey, you know something? Patricia, you need to hold on because we're going to be right back with more Mouthing Off right after this.
Mouthing Off, all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
Hey, welcome back to Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie with my co-hostess with the mostest, Patricia Summerlin. Should the Steelers start Kenny Pickett, Patricia? Their top pick in the draft.
Why not, Eddie? They don't have Big Ben anymore. He's retired.
Well, agreed. I mean, I look at this way. Why pick him and not start him? Because you don't have a starting quarterback. Your starting quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, retired. And so if you're going to pick Kenny Pickett, start him and let's roll with him, because I think he will be a winning quarterback. And if you don't give him the opportunity, and, you know, he's a couple years older than most college kids. He's really experienced, you know, mentally and physically. He's a little bit ahead of these little young punks that come out that think they know everything. This guy is seasoned already, and all he had to do was walk across the field to the Steelers from Pittsburgh, and I think he's going to do really well at Pittsburgh.
I think
Patricia,
so.
I really do.
I think let's pick him. You know what? And let's say congrats to Austin Dillon for making the playoffs. That's awesome. Congrats.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, it was awesome. You know something? He really, you know, that was a great race. And when you win anything at Daytona, it's really special. Whether it's the 400 or oh my God, the granddaddy of them all, you know, it's like the Daytona 500. If you ever win the Daytona 500, you don't need to win another race. And you want to talk about a little Austin Dillon? You know, he's number three, and you know something? What's really cool about that, Patricia? His granddaddy is Richard Childress, and he owns the team, and he had Dale Earnhardt for so many years, and he's got a vineyard up in North Carolina that I visited not long ago when I was in Charlotte. And so it's really cool that his grandson, Austin Dillon, won the last race to get in the championship and the playoffs.
That is a wonderful thing. I bet he's pretty darn happy there.
We've had a great show.
And Only a bird named Poe.
That's it. Hey, Poe Ho and the Monkey Bro. Hey, I want to say goodbye to Monkey Bro, Poe, and Patricia. This is Fast Eddie saying, see you next week.
We'll see you all next week. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.